1908, just a few years after Chaminade wrote the piece we just heard, the Canadian Jeanne Coulthard was born in Vancouver. Her mother was a professional pianist who introduced the piano works of Debussy to the Canadian West Coast. Jeanne began composing when she was 7 and attended the Royal College of Music in London between the ages of 20 and 22. At various times, she knew and worked with Aaron Copland, Darius Milhaud, Arnold Schoenberg, and Béla Bartók. Then, with her husband in war service, Coulthard chose to complete her formal composition studies in 1944 and 45 in New York with Bernard Wagoner, a professor at the Juilliard. Coulthard returned to Vancouver with her husband and 2 children in 1946, and she began a 26-year-long career teaching theory and, later, composition at the University of British Columbia. But her work at the university was often marginalized by male American and Canadian colleagues. By mid-century, Coulthard's work was often considered out of touch by the new music establishment. A year in France convinced her to write as she pleased. By her official retirement in 1973, Coulthard had written and published a vast and important body of works in all genres, to which she added nearly 2 further decades of enormous productivity. She was a member of the Order of Canada, which she received in 1978, holder of honorary doctorates from 2 universities, and decorated many times in competitions between 1948 and her death in 2000. Music to St. Cecilia for organ and strings was composed in 1969. There is an optional electronic tape included in the score, but we're going to hear a version without that. The piece is built on a single theme developed by both the strings and the organ. I love the way it gradually builds and becomes dramatic and then unwinds. It all happens so smoothly. In this performance, Patrick Wed is the organist with the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Mario Bernardi.